Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full stack technology services, talent services, and real world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. Welcome to a special episode brought to you by RDA and Sitecore. Today we're going to talk about improving the customer experience that professional services firms deliver and how it can make a meaningful impact on both project and business outcomes. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Chad Solomonson, Chief Customer Officer at RDA. Chad, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this topic with you. So why don't we start by you giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at RDA?
Yeah, so I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm approaching 30 years in my career in both marketing and technology. I've worked at some pretty large companies like Duke Energy, Microsoft, and Oracle, but also have been part of several startups and been very entrepreneurial kind of over the three decades.
Yeah.
I am one of the owners of RDA, and I serve as our chief customer officer. And it's a new role that we created to ensure that our company puts our customers at the center of everything we do, from creating new offers that our customers are asking for to improving how we are delivering on our services and enhancing our services that align with their needs.
Great. So looking forward to talking about this topic with you. Certainly, I talk with a lot of guests about customer experience and from a number of different angles. But one thing we don't talk about quite as much about is how professional services and CX play into one another and just the importance of it. I think the B2C and B2B get a lot of attention, but with professional services, I certainly know this from running my own agency before I sold it. Certainly, CX is critical. So as a marketing technology services agency and a Sitecore partner, there can certainly be challenges in differentiating one potential agency from another, right? There's bunch of partners, absolutely. All services on the website are all sound pretty similar. Customers are trying to figure out what the best one to hire is. But, you know, what are some of the challenges that potential customers face when they're trying to compare apples to apples here?
Yeah, you know, you really have to feel for kind of where customers are right now and thinking about all the different types of solutions that are in our space. I think the new number that just came out this week is, I think, 11,000, actually, yeah. 38 MarTech solutions. So, yeah. and these customers, you know, are trying to figure out from their business standpoint what they need, from alignment to their internal IT and resources that can support these types of solutions. So just the MarTech solutions in general is daunting. And then you start thinking about, okay, what kind of partner do I need to be able to ensure that I'm going to get the most value out of these solutions? So I feel a lot of empathy for our customers that have to navigate both the solution side as well as, you know, finding a partner that fits well with their culture, with their goals and their industry. It's a lot to process.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think it's having been on both sides of that equation, you know, because I've also been a client. I've also, you know, I've been an agency, but, you know, it's, you can often, as a client or customer, you can often be so focused on, well, we just need to get, you know, in this case, like we need to get Sitecore implemented, and then we'll have a DXP, we'll have a website that runs our business and things like that. Sometimes you can forget about the customer experience of getting that Sitecore instance in place and everything. So, you know, how does a focus on customer experience really help those customers that, again, rightfully so, they're focused on the end result of getting that platform in hand, but they also have to get there and they also have to have a great result from the project. So where does CX fit here?
Yeah, you know, I think it was probably about 10 years ago that the mantra customer experience is the new battlefield kind of came out in the market. And for me, it really kind of hit a chord and it just became kind of a normal thinking for anybody, not just for big brands. And so as companies our size, as more of a boutique consultancy, you know, we started to really think through, you know, how does customer service fit in a way that, you know, is something that allows us to grow more effectively in relationships with our customers. So to me, customer experience is all about having happy customers, that you're aligning with their needs correctly, you're helping them manage risks and expectations, as well as delivering successfully. And so much of that experience fits in our space. You know, you can have a product that has features and functions, but when you start getting into the services and being able to actually navigate challenges that are unexpected, that kind of come from maybe different systems and different data elements that need to be navigated, you know, services becomes more of a challenge, and you have to be able to offer consulting in a way that helps customers, you know, manage the effectiveness of the project, not necessarily just the features and the functions of a product. So to me, all of these areas, you know, from everything from managing risk to delivering successfully, you know, are foundational to a great experience. And what's amazing now is that these experiences can be measured. And that's when I think for us, it started to change how we think about, you know, putting a customer experience program at RDA.
Yeah, and I think that's the big difference, right? Because, you know, I always say, regardless whether it's professional services or any company, it's really easy to say, you know, we love our customers and, you know, we want to create the best customer experience. You know, saying and doing, right, is a very, very different thing. And so, you know, RDA made an intentional decision, as you were just saying, to focus on greater customer value, improving the customer experience within the entire company, really from start to finish. So can you talk a little bit about that? Where did you start? What did that process look like?
Yeah. So prior to RDA, you know, I'd been a part of a few customer experience efforts, pretty much at a large enterprise type company and being able to connect, you know, JD Power results into programs. And it became a big light bulb for me as these enterprises were able to initiate programs that could serve specific metrics that JD Power was collecting. So obviously JD Power is a large, you know, effort, and these large efforts, you know, I found difficult connecting it to a company of RDA size. You know, I had been researching and then came across Digital Clarity Group and was just amazed that their program, their voice of customer program, you know, absolutely aligned to companies just like ours. And they had already spent significant amount of time collecting insights from agencies as well as brands on how their agencies delivered and the type of experience that these agencies were giving them. So for me, it was very easy to kind of hook in to what Digital Clarity Group was doing. We absolutely wanted to align ourselves with benchmarking data so we could see how we could better improve. And the fact that they already had that done allowed us to jump right in and start moving quickly with their lens of a program. And we did make some minor enhancements in how we looked at certain data points. But for the most part, we wanted to be lockstep with their benchmarking data so that we could start out of the gate with stuff that allows us to see, okay, how are we measuring up with these 400 plus agencies that they've already collected data on?
Before we continue, I'd like to make sure you're aware of the upcoming CXPS 2023 conference, May 8th through 11, 2023 in Durham, North Carolina. CXPS is a great CX event focused on professional services firms that want to know how to take the next steps to make their firm successful in integrating client experience with their firm's strategic initiatives. To learn more and register for the conference, go to clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. That's clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. And you can register with the code AGILE200, that's AGILE200, for $200 off your tickets. You can hear from top professional services executives and CX thought leaders like myself through a combination of keynotes, breakout sessions, workshops, and panel discussions. Make sure to register at clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference with the code AGILE200 for $200 off your tickets. Now let's get back to the show.
And so not only were you able to kind of get that benchmark and see how you were stacking up against those other 400 plus digital agencies, you also did quite well in that. And I'll let you talk a little bit more about the specifics, but just to say, you know, RDA was recently awarded top honors from Vocalis, including the top overall ranked Sitecore partner in the world, which is a, you know, pretty big accomplishment. And certainly shows how the investment and customer experience really came into play. And so, you know, using that voice of customer survey from Vocalis, which you described already, and you were really able to measure, and RDA being a platinum partner of Sitecore and Vocalis having a particular focus on that as well, really helped you not only become, you know, the overall top ranked partner in the world, but within a ranking of some of the other, you know, top Sitecore partners. So, you know, a real apples to apples comparison, because, you know, I know we were talking about that as kind of a challenge. Yeah. So why don't you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, you know, we surveyed all of our customers regardless of the platforms that they were using, and it just so happened that a lot of the customers that responded worked with us with their initiatives around Sitecore. So I had asked Digital Clarity Group to benchmark us against that particular group of partners and see how we would perform. And you know, not only, you know, in general were our scores very good. And, you know, Greg, to be honest, you know, I was thinking, you know, that we would do well, you know, as a boutique consultancy. you know, you can offer a little bit more handholding, and we like to call the kind of the white glove service. Yeah. But we've also been doing this for 35 years. But we've never really measured it, and we've never kind of put it out there. And so with going through this exercise and actually now getting the data from these clients that have worked with us on and off for numbers of years and some new ones, it was a big validation of what we kind of thought was our competitive advantage, I guess, in the marketplace, is that we're being able to move a little faster and give customers a little bit more value than what they might get from larger partners. Okay. But the Vocalis Award was actually a great honor. It was based on the number of survey responses as well as the scores that put us kind of in the top threshold of responses and overall customer experience. And we know that wasn't an easy task. And the fact that we scored that well was a huge validation. And of course, there's still work to do, and something we're going to continue to improve upon. But it was a great validation. Additionally, last year, Sycor named us one of the top partners around customer value and impact. So certainly a correlation both on the Vocalis Award and the Sycor Award there that really made us feel like we're doing the right things. And the fact that we're able to measure this now and build this into how we continue to improve as a consultancy, but also ensuring that we're attacking the right areas that our customers want. So yeah, it was a great year for awards, but we're not done.
yeah. Well, and also, you know, I think the thing that I like about this award is, you know, I'll just say it, you know, there's some awards out there where, you know, the value is kind of dubious. It's a logo you put on your website, and I'm sure it's nice, but you kind of wonder, you know, what's the real value to your customers that, you know, that you won an award. This, I think, is very different in that it's actually coming from your customers, and it's that apples to apples comparison on something that, again, I struggled with as an agency owner to really, you know, there was nothing we could really put on our website that was going to make us stand out, but so much from our competition. You really had to work with us to do something. And so I feel like this does kind of level the playing field. So could you talk a little bit more about what does an award like this do for, you know, what does it mean for your current customers as well as potential customers?
Well, for our customers, I personally believe this brings a lot of clarity for them on how we think about experience, as well as confidence in that they have a partner that is built processes around this and actually tracks it. It's not an easy effort to just jump in and build a customer experience program. Yeah. And it takes a lot of coordination. It's one thing to get the data, but then how do you act on it? So, you know, it does take work, and not everybody is going to put that work in. And so for us, you know, this was not just an exercise of sending surveys out. It's what do we do with the data, and how do we really use it to improve and ensure that our customers want to continue to get value from RDA and the technologies that we help them with. So to me, it's worth it for everybody. And I think it means that we're focused in the right areas. And if we're focused on what our customers are asking for, and if there are gaps in satisfaction, then we need to address them quickly and ensure that we're changing course if there are challenges. And that's, I think, really healthy in any business to be able to do that and measure it and take action on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I want to kind of, last thing I want to talk about a little bit more along those lines is improving the customer experience and having those wins and being able to prove that you've done this for other clients certainly, you know, builds confidence. But also, you know, those new customers, even existing customers, they want to keep seeing those returns. And so how does something like this, you know, help with those longer term results? And, you know, how does RDA think about this relationship between customer value as well as the business value, because, you know, RDA needs to do well in order to do well by its customers. So, you know, how do you think about that relationship?
Yeah. You know, there's certainly a win for both, because if we're delivering successfully, the client's happy, they're going to continue to want to work with us and allows us to build a long-term relationship. Another way that I frame it and talk to customers about it, it's a bit of an insurance policy when you work with us, because it allows them to know that there are mechanisms in place that supports risk mitigation on both sides. So we're thinking, how do we deliver much more successfully across complex solutions? And it does require a lot more effort as far as managing expectations and ensuring that, these next steps in the project are successfully delivered. So for me, it's this insurance policy. It's the value, the long-term value for the customer. The more that we continue to stay aligned with our customers' needs and help them through these challenging areas and help them improve in their overall digital capabilities, the better we're going to become as well. And I know our relationships will be much more fruitful and last longer. That's for us. It's not just a transactional game. It's all about relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've mentioned, improvement, continuous improvement a few times already. So I wanted to get back to that as well. And, certainly something I believe strongly in with my focus on Agile and everything. So, how does RDA approach continuous improvement and feedback loops to make sure that you're staying competitive, not only with your competitors, but also competitive with yourselves, right?
Right. So every survey we send out measures things like initiation and planning, work product, client service, delivery timing against cost and budget, the outcomes that come from the project, and then ultimately the types of technology decisions that are being made. So we get a lot of data. And each of these areas, they're measured against our peers and how other agencies are effectively delivering on those kind of key areas. So we dig into each of the areas and we ensure that, where there are gaps, that we're addressing them. We have made investments based on the data. So we enhanced our leadership team on the PMO side, and our newly created customer success team, they take this data and they prioritize it and they create initiatives that will help us improve the scores, which ultimately helps us improve our relationship with our customers. To me, that is the work. So we see the data, but then we're also able to take action on it. And we have, really smart technologists and technology leaders in our company that are looking at this data all the time and taking action on it, so that their teams are ensuring that maybe the business outcomes are more clear, or the way that we could better effectively communicate in the planning process. Whatever the data is telling us based on every customer that gives us feedback, we're able to effectively take action on and start to build some efforts to either grow that capability or to even just make it even better than it already is.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, Chad, thanks so much for joining. I've got one last question before we wrap up here. What's the one piece of advice that you would have for organizations that are about to make a large decision about hiring a Sitecore implementation partner as they navigate the months ahead?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the space right now. And for customers, there's several paths forward that really require them to think about how to be more agile. We're talking cloud, we're talking headless technology. And so many of these customers are in different phases of their digital journey. And so when you start thinking about those critical next steps and making sure that you're staying agile and competitive in your industry, being able to make smart decisions on the technology. So a partner that really understands the depth of the technology, for sure. But then I would suggest partners that will bring a healthy dose of reality into the conversations, as well as willing to support a confident digital roadmap that allows the organization to move quickly, but also with agility and thinking long term as they try to add other systems or try to grow markets. So, it's that level of flexibility for that partner to be able to understand, enough of all of the MarTech solutions that are out there, or at least the core technology that fits with that, and give the customer some really confident next steps in their journey so that they can achieve some quick wins and allow them to feel like they're moving along the roadmap with confidence. And then, of course, you know, I would say that having a great customer experience program that they can measure along the way is a nice bonus.
Great. Again, I'd like to thank Chad Solomonson, Chief Customer Officer at RDA, for joining the show. Thanks also to RDA and Sitecore for sponsoring this episode. You can download the white paper, Building a Customer-Centered Digital Consultancy by Sitecore and RDA and the Agile Brand, and the link is available in the show notes. You can also learn more about Chad, RDA, and Sitecore by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.